What is the highest rate of return on your time as an entrepreneur? What's good? It's Rob Cressy and welcome to Built for the Game. And I was asked this question in my DMs this week. Shout out to Colin. And I thought my answer could provide some value for you along your journey. So more specifically, the DM said, in your entrepreneurial journey, what would you say the top one or two things are that had the highest rate of return as it relates to time? And I'm going to share with you my top two plus a bonus. Number one, the habit of reading a book for 30 minutes first thing in the morning. For me, this has been the game changer of all game changers, the catalyst to so much growth in my life. And it's a very simple one, but when I look at the ROI on what reading a book for 30 minutes has created in my life, it is infinite. So let me break this down. Number one, every day I wake up, my goal is to be better today than I was yesterday. By reading first thing in the morning for 30 minutes, I've guaranteed right away that I'm better today than I was yesterday because I learned something. And getting it done right away guarantees a victory for the day no matter what else happens. The next part of this becomes, this is a springboard for momentum and growth. So I'm reading personal growth and development, mindset, creativity, entrepreneurship, autobiographies, marketing, everything in between books. So as you can imagine, when I'm planting those seeds first thing in the morning, not jumping on my phone, checking email, not checking social media, not turning on the TV or anything, I'm reading a book intentionally. What this does is creates a frequency in my mind because I'm planting those seeds of positivity and growth and learning. And you do this one day, great. And then you do it for a week. And then you do it for a month. And then you do it for a year. And then you check in a decade later and you see, holy smokes, what sort of growth and momentum did I create in my life? And for me, remember, I've said this often, I started at zero. I never read books ever when I started my entrepreneurial journey. I kept hearing the average CEO reads 60 books a year. And I'm like, crap, I'm sitting here reading zero. If something's important enough, you will always find time to make it happen. When is there always time? First thing in the morning. And the reason why I consider this the highest ROI is because what it has done to change the trajectory of my life. Because when you read books, not only do you learn new things, but all of a sudden there's other books in there. There's other people they talk about. Success leaves breadcrumbs. And I want to learn from the best in the world because I want to be one of the best in the world. And so many people create the excuse of, I don't have enough time to ... And reading books is certainly one of those things. Oh my God, if I only had more time, I would read. No, to me, this is a non-negotiable. So I stack it first thing in the morning. So for me, it's why it's number one. It's the most important thing in my life every single morning. And it's why I would say on an ROI in time, these 30 minutes create infinite amount of ROI for me. All right, number two is the number two thing that has created the highest ROI for time as an entrepreneur for me has been sending personalized video messages to friends, clients, contacts, acquaintances, everything in between. And why does this work? Well, number one, almost nobody else does this. And how do I know? Because I'm on the receiving end of this and all I have to do is open up my phone and look and see how almost nobody is sending me a video message. Therefore, ding, 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 light bulb. What am I willing to do that others are not? So I know by design, me doing this will stand out because nobody else is doing it. Number two, this is just such a simple way to transfer your heartbeat or your energy to somebody else in a way that makes them feel something. And it takes 2 seconds. It's like, hey, what's good? Want to send some good vibes your way? Just want to let you know that I'm thinking about you. Hope you're having an amazing day today. It can be literally as simple as that. And what I've learned time and time again, you never have any clue what is actually going on in people's lives. Where the number of messages that I've received that have said, man, Rob, I really needed this today, or this really resonated with me, or thank you so very much. I've been going through a tough time. And so many of us, air quotes, suffer in silence because we're not going on social media just airing all of our laundry. But that doesn't mean that we don't feel things, both everybody in general, and certainly as entrepreneurs. We know that this journey that we go on is filled with adversity, challenges, roadblocks, many of them external, many of them ourselves as well. So the reason why there's such a high ROI on my time on this is, one, it takes me less than a minute to send a video message. So if I send three video messages a day, boom, 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 those are three seeds that I plant. And then I consistently just do this across the board. And one of the things that's very important for me is, one, relationships. Two, recognition. I want to recognize other people and let them know that I'm thinking about them and how much they mean to me. And this is one of those things that you won't necessarily recognize every single day the impact that this has. But I can tell you from doing this for more than a decade, this is another non-negotiable in my life. It's super simple. I just take my phone right here, boom, think of someone. And you can do this in your Instagram DMs or Facebook or LinkedIn, or just do it via text messages, friends, family, everybody in between. And this is a superpower. Everybody always says, Rob, how do I grow my podcast, build my business, get more people to follow me? All right, well, do things that stand out. Give me reasons to want to build a relationship with you so we can work on that know, love, and trust factor. And this is straight out of the playbook of how I execute this, and I share this so often. So the reason why this has such a high ROI on my time is because I don't know what's going to positively happen in the future, but I know that I am planting those seeds today. And if nothing ever comes from this, from every single message that I send, I am totally cool with it because I want to send good vibes to others because one of my core values is radiate positivity. Because imagine if the whole world sent three video messages to friends, family, or contacts on a consistent basis. How would this world be? And actually, I'm going to give you an action item right now. I would love for you to send one video message today to one person. And when you do, hit me back up, Instagram, Facebook, or LinkedIn, at Rob Cressy, slide into my DMs and let me know how it went. Because what you're going to quickly realize is, oh, that was super simple. Okay, if it was super simple, well, how about creating a consistency practice where every day, or maybe it's every week, you say, I'm going to do a number of these, and you just make it part of who you are. Because as entrepreneurs, you get rewarded when you do more than others, when you do things that stand out, when you build relationships, when you are somebody that others want to be a part of and hear from, and you do things that others don't. This is straight out of Entrepreneurship 101. And then the bonus that I'm going to give you in terms of the highest ROI on your time as an entrepreneur, things that you can do, and I believe this is actually the least talked about thing in all of entrepreneurship and self-improvement. You know what that is? Actually creating a relationship to time that serves you. That's right. If we're looking at, hey, what are the things that I can do that'll have the greatest ROI on my time? Well, let's actually start with your relationship to time. Because, and side note, I've been challenged by this very often, which is why I audited and did a deep dive into creating a relationship to time that serves me. Because have you ever said things like this? I don't have enough time. I'm too busy. I'm overwhelmed. I'll get to it later. Oh, someday this will happen. Oh man, I just have so much going on. I just can't get all of these self-limiting beliefs and this scarcity mindset around time. Yet we all have the same amount of time, whether you're Elon Musk and Mark Cuban or Kim Kardashian, or you're a graduating college student, or you're just somebody waking up in the morning. Everybody has the same 24 hours every single day in terms of the clock. It is our story that we tell ourselves about our relationship to time that changes everything. Because I really learned this, and I've shared about this in previous podcasts, when my son was born 2.5 years ago, and I was there, I took time off for about 3 months for maternity or paternity, I don't know which one of those it's called, to be with my son. And even though I gave myself that gift, it didn't mean that my mind didn't stop as an entrepreneur of wanting to live in action. And I started to feel guilty about the way that I was using my time. And all of a sudden, I was like, what is up with this? Why am I sitting here with my brand new son, which I've waited my entire life for, and I have a scarcity mindset around what I'm doing or I'm not doing? I'm like, this is trash. So what I did is I audited my relationship to time and created a lens that serves me. And speaking of, I've got a gift for you. You go to builtforthegame.com. What I want to give you is my personal growth and development and life optimization program that I take all of my clients through. I'm giving that away for free for you if you're interested in working on your personal growth and development, your mindset, your habits, routines, and building skills to help you thrive in all situations. And the reason I'm sharing this right now is because one of the modules is all around creating your relationship to time. And I'll give you the abridged version of this. The simplest thing that I said was, all right, how can I take off the excuse of I don't have enough time off the table for the rest of my life? Because all that is a perspective where I'm just saying to myself, I don't have enough time. Because that's not true. There's nobody saying, Rob, you do or you don't have enough time. I'm just self-creating that world. So I said, all right, well, the best way that I can not live in that world is to come from the perspective of I always have enough time to get everything done. And just simply that I am declaration of I am that I always have enough time to get everything done. What that does is creates a new lens of the world for myself, AKA my relationship to time, that says, you know what, dude, no matter what, you always have enough time to get everything done, even if I don't get everything done that I want in a given day. Because God knows, as an entrepreneur, our get-to-do list only grows. So why would I choose to live in a scarcity mindset of time for the rest of my life when I can just choose to adopt the perspective of I always have enough time to get everything done? And once I saw that, I was like, oh, I now have time freedom. And it was like a weight was lifted off my chest. And of course, there's mastery levels to this, which I share in Built for the Game. Once again, builtforthegame.com. Sign up. It's free. It'll change your life, changed mine, and changes my clients. And I wanted to share this because I don't understand why everybody else doesn't talk about this, probably because they've never audited their relationship to time before. But once you create a lens of time where you're living in abundance, holy smokes, Batman, your entire life changes. So quick recap on the 1 to 2 things that have had the greatest ROI on my time as an entrepreneur. Number one, creating a habit of reading a book for 30 minutes every single day, first thing in the morning. Number two, sending video messages to people, friends, contacts, family members. And the bonus, number three, auditing my relationship to time and creating a story of abundance that serves me. And I would love to hear from you. As an entrepreneur, what are the 1 to 2 things that have had the greatest ROI on your time as an entrepreneur? Hit me up on Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook at Rob Cressy. Sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.